I had to throw that one out. That's Mark Mothersbaugh. That's Mark Mothersbaugh's voice. And he played, he whipped that out, but so.
Seriously, like Devo's Mark Mothersbaugh?
Reverend Mark Mothersbaugh. The Casale, Bob Casale is also a subgenius reverend, and Bob Mothersbaugh is, but Jerry Casale never gave us his $30. It's 35 now. But he did buy us dinner one time, didn't he? Yeah. If y'all... Now, if you're a geek and you like geeky crap, which obviously, let's face it, here we are, the devotionals are a lot of fun. Since 2000, the Devo fans have been having this National Devo Convention in Cleveland, sometimes in Akron. They had it at the... Lime Spider in Akron a couple of times, but usually it's at the Beachland Ballroom in Cleveland. And the last couple of... Jerry Casale has come to two or three of them. And he's really funny when he's had a few. Bob Casale came to one and cooked for everyone at the convention. He cooked a wonderful chicken meal. So talk about a nerd out. The devotionals are really something. There wasn't one this year due to new management. The old management will be back next year. Otherwise, it's usually in August, late August. So, you know, for your big nerd conventions, you got Subgenius X Day Drill, now in Southern Ohio, your Starwood. Also, for Starwood, for pagan nerds, that's in Southern Ohio, same place the week after X Day, so you can actually do both. And then you got your devotional. Oh, I left out Burning Man. That's the biggest nerd fest in the world. Although, I've been to the running of the bulls in Pamplona, Mardi Gras, and a Jimi Hendrix concert, and 20 Starwoods and X-Days, but Burning Man was the best party I've ever been to, I have to admit. My old friends have been involved in it since it started, and they don't go anymore because it's sold out. It's too many, you know, 60,000 people. They won't let you use machine guns for fun anymore. You can't just set fire to anything you want to anymore. And it's rules. But originally... At Burning Man, you could indeed drive around with a machine gun blowing things up. That was what it was like in the early days, before I ever got there. You never know. I'll just stand here and wait for someone to show up. 12 minutes. You know, well, I'm standing here blabbering. I'm just not looking at my notes yet. Well, it is dinner time. And what comes first, friends? I mean, let's face it. Actually, peeing comes before dinner. But dinner is number three, I think, in the list of...
I thought three was your back not hurting. Huh? I thought three was your back
not hurting. No. Three, that is... You've been reading your prescriptions, I can tell. Your back not hurting is somewhere like number nine. It comes before sex. It actually, you know, normally when people go, what's the most important thing in the world? Your average immediate dumbass answer is sex, man. But we sat down and really, really thought about it.
I can't remember.
We had Bob's... We had the list of the most important things in the world. Sometimes I have it with me on a big poster board, horribly handwritten. I can't. God damn it, I only laid this thing out 5 years ago. I think I'd be able to just... Anyway, what were the... number one is breathing. Well, actually, number zero is having a physical universe and life evolving and being made of atoms and all the other crap that mixes in, bobions and so forth, everything that mixes in with it. That's number one, or number zero. Number one, then, is breathing. Number two is water. You have to have water, drinking. Number three is not eating, but peeing. Because peeing, you can go for without eating for 3-4 days, 3 weeks, depending. Have you ever tried to go without peeing for 3 days? I tried to quit. Oh, Lord, how I tried. But, I just didn't have the self-control. So within, a few hours, you're back to peeing again. Crapping, I think, is number four.
Crapping is number two.
Well, you're right. You're technically crapping is number two. But we're talking, this is a different, Now, Bob is the only one who can do number three. And we don't even know what that is. Everybody does number one and number two, but Bob does number three. And all I know, Bob Dobbs, our guru, seen here. The only... Oh, we'll get to that in a few minutes. There's not enough people here to make proper noise yet. From what we understand, doing number three involves him sticking his head into some kind of a machine. Upright machine, a hole in the wall, and he gets, I don't know what happens in there, but the number three is apparently really fun, and only Bob gets to do it. But on that list of most important things in life, money was way not nearly as far up in the list. Even slack is like number five. I think it's followed by money, and then your back not hurting, and then sex, and then Bob. We're not stupid. I shouldn't say that. I mean, we didn't call it Church of the Genius. That would be Mensa. I'm waiting for at exactly 7 o'clock. I'll look at my notes.
And would you like an introduction?
Oh, sure. I'd love to hear what one of those sounds like. Are you?
Well, you wanted to.
Well, I will. I'll
chase you off.
Let me.
All right. All right. Very well.
Parking
is important.
This would be the time to go get swagger. There's going to be a hand fasting after this, right?
Yes.
Right. Now, this is a pagan form of marriage. Now, I could perform, I could screw them up real good.
Yes.
I could marry everybody in the room here to each other just like that. Because I've got to.
Just at the end of your.
I will. I might well do that. I have the complete. I have the ceremony here with me. It would be a short duration marriage. It would only last 24 hours, but that's all most people really need to get done what they wanted to do. But this would be a good time to hit the sales table there. Our three main books. Which may not be in print forever, I hate to say, or rather, if they went out of print, I would have to get a loan and publish them myself. I'd probably make a lot more money than the conspiracy ever. I only get about $1 per damn book from the conspiracy. Unless I sell them myself, then I get the retail markup. But royalties, God. And people think if you've got, I actually have had. Altogether, I have 6 books out. The three main ones are the only ones still in print. The ones with famous people, contributors, didn't sell for shit. But you can't live off of selling books unless you sell the hell out of them. Yeah, I think I may be the main... Since the bookstores all disappeared... Oh, God. They won't even send me a free e-book of my own goddamn book. Book of the Subgenius. That's been Simon and Schuster has reprinted that thing 25 times. It's sold 100,000 copies, which is pretty good for a book, especially these days. I can't get a free ebook from them. Not that I have anything to read it on, but actually, I'm sure there's some kind of free open source Kindle ripoff that I could download. I'm a computer geek on the side. I had to learn to be because I'm a Mac. That means you have to learn how to do your own repairs, basically. And you learn how to steal, basically. You learn early how to swipe. At one point, I was startled to learn that you can buy software in boxes with books of instruction. I understand you can buy movies, right? There are like services that sell you movies and places where you actually go and pay to see a movie. Yeah, you rent them, but you don't get to keep a copy. Oh, well. This is not the revival yet, friends. I'm just killing time. Well, actually, it is getting pretty close. I'm insulted that those other guys had such a bigger crowd than me. This is really terrible. They were good, though, I must admit. That was really fun. All of the bands that we saw today were quite funny. And I liked hearing that gal from South Carolina. My dad's from South Carolina. I've been accused of it myself.
I live in North Carolina, so I'm close.
Well, I actually grew up in Texas, and I probably have more of a Hank Hill type of accent. But I was standing in a crowd telling somebody that I was mentioned to somebody I was from Texas. And a person behind me said, "Pardon me, I'm from North Carolina, and to me you sound more like you're from South Carolina." It's like, damn, I'm more like my dad than I thought. At the time, that bothered me. But my dad's 85, and he's still alive, so now I'm real glad I'm like my dad. So, and actually, we get along just great. My father is a dues-paying sub-genius and occasionally buys memberships and ordainments for his lawyer buddies. Lawyers and doctors like Church of the Subgenius because it's filled with impenetrable jargon, like their profession, and they appreciate that. You know, that's what you're really paying for with doctors. They give if you ask what's wrong with you, they think of the Latin name of the body part that hurts and add itis to it, and give you any pill that whoever's peddling to them. And it works. You know, the sad thing, I read a study that, you know, placebos for a lot of things work 50% of the time. In the case of antidepressants, placebos actually work slightly better. That made me real glad that I'm self-medicating. And where are the free drinks around here? That's the other thing. I noticed there was a room 120, there's a party, right? It's in the program book.
Here all
the
weekend, I haven't even heard.
But you have to bring your own.
There'll be a party in here after the loading.
In here?
That's true.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, we'll be busting out the booze and the
clothes. I didn't bring my own, and I'm going to need some after this hour.
We'll hook you up.
We were just going to run down to the store and get some cider. We're not real heavy, hard out. Fire water makes me crazy. Normally, I'm not crazy or anything. I thought I'd mention that. Just wanted to make sure everybody knew that. I actually do have a piece of paper that says that my brain is normal. I had weird headaches at one point, and they thought I was having an aneurysm. They had me go through this weird machine where they shot iodine into my brain so they could take pictures of the blood vessels in there. That's the only time I've ever had sensation deep inside my head. You know, if you have a headache, it's really kind of up in the front. Your brain doesn't have its own nerve endings exactly. But when that iodine went into my head, it felt cold and hot at the same time in a place that I've never felt anything before or since. And then they, goddamn, pronounced me normal. The bastards. He said, except for a slight malformation of the Arnold Chiari organ, which is some useless little vestigial thing, probably responsible for seeing UFOs. And that's why I can't see UFOs. True story, I can't see UFOs when other people can't.